This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 2nd. Well, quite a week last week for both live cattle and feeders, where the markets got into quite a bit of volatility. We're still hovering near those all-time highs in live cattle, but feeder cattle definitely came under some pressure and started to get some more momentum to the downside. Seemed to be stabilizing over the last couple sessions at some congestion areas from earlier in the summer, but the markets there have shown a fair amount of weakness here just over the, you know, the last couple weeks. But again, live cattle, not quite as bad. They've had some pressure, but the market always seems to find the buyers and snap back up. But we're having trouble maintaining that upward momentum in live cattle. We've basically just gone into another sideways pattern with a little bit of volatility mixed in there. In the cash trade last week, Fed trade around 184 on the average was down 1 on the week. Dressed at 290 was down 2. Box beef values were weaker on Friday. Choice down 73 cents at 301. Select down 140 at 276. The spread gained 67 cents. We're sitting at 2474. Movement was 131 loads. So for the week, we're at 680 loads moved, which is not as high as we were for the last 2 weeks, but it's still a very big number. So 3 weeks in a row, box beef volume has performed remarkably well. And the cash trade has basically just been flat. You know, we've moved around a little bit, but we haven't really budged away from that basically 183 to 184 level on the cash trade. Slaughter rate on Friday, just 96,000. That's a pretty light number. So for the week, we're at 601,000. That dropped us 11,000 less than the week prior, where we had actually been running ahead of the week prior. And from a year ago, we're down 23,000. So that light day on Friday really kind of skewed those numbers. We had been running ahead for the week and pretty even with the year prior. For the week, dressed weights, 827 pounds. That is 1 higher than a week ago, still down 4 from a year ago. Total beef production last week, 505 million pounds, and that's the lowest we've seen in several weeks. The feeder cattle index was down 9 cents. We're sitting at 252.11. But when you look at the daily performance, it was up another $1.70. So I would expect that the feeder cattle futures should find some decent support here, because you're basically hovering at the 7-day average. But with the last couple days coming in stronger than the average, that's going to pull that average higher, and that should pull your feeder cattle futures higher. I still think that this fall, even despite the normal big fall run of calves that often presses the market and I think is having some impact as this market drifts lower over the last couple weeks, you're still looking at very tight numbers, and demand, I think, is just very strong. It's coming from the normal feedlot demand base, but you've also got cheap corn and a lot of it. I think your farmer feeders in the Midwest are going to be looking for calves. You know, they're small lot operators. They're willing to spend up a little bit just to get the numbers in there. I think that the Northern Plains guys, Central and Northern Plains, they're going to be retaining heifers. So that's going to create even more of a tight number available to the feedlots. And in the Southern Plains, you know, we're starting to see some rain, you know, better in conditions for winter wheat planting. We should get that crop off to a good start. And I think you're going to see another wave of demand come from the south looking for lightweight calves to put on winter wheat grazing. So that has yet to develop. You know, you got to see the wheat actually be there. So that's going to be late October, probably, before we see that pick up. So for all those reasons, I think that, you know, the breaks in cattle will be well supported. And I do think you're going to see this market take another run at those highs at least, but we should be firm into late October, early November. You know, normally early October can set a high. You know, obviously the market is showing some weakness as you get into early October, but I think that, you know, there's the fundamentals are still very strong. We don't see stock market falling apart, which usually, you know, throws a a wedge of panic into the cattle market. You know, the government's not going to shut down at least for 45 days. They've managed to actually come to an agreement in Congress. That was having some drag on the stock market, and it was spilling over to cattle, I think. But that's behind us, at least for the short term. So I think we're going to find some support here. I think at least we take another run at the highs that were put in a few weeks ago in feeder cattle. Live cattle, you know, beef demand is solid, and I think it's going to continue to support this market at least for the next couple months as we get into the holiday season. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.